It's Morning Edition from NPR News. Good morning. I'm Steve Inskeep.
And I'm Renee Montaigne. President Obama is in Oslo, Norway today to accept the Nobel Prize for Peace. Many have noted that he's receiving this award after being in office less than a year, and the ceremony comes days after the president announced plans to send 30,000 more troops to wage the war in Afghanistan. Joining us to talk about all this is NPR national political correspondent Mara Liasson. Good morning.
Good morning, Renee.
Now, this president has not given his speech, and you haven't seen it, but this particular speech would seem to be quite a challenge for the president, considering the circumstances that I've just spoken about surrounding the prize.
Well, it is such a problematic prize for the president for so many reasons. As you mentioned, he's a war president going to pick up a peace prize just days after committing tens of thousands of new troops into battle. He's a brand new president who was given this prize more for what he has promised to do than what he has actually accomplished. Many times the president chooses international venues when he wants to make a big speech on an important topic. This was really thrust upon him. So it is awkward circumstances, but I expect him to, at least the White House says, he will embrace those and talk about them.
Well, this is an opportunity to speak to the whole world at once. Part of the reason he was given the prize was, according to the committee, that he inspired the world towards a certain amount of hope and perhaps peace. But his most skeptical audience would seem to be here at home. Would you imagine he would account for that in his speech?
Well, there's no doubt that his most skeptical audience is at home. 66% of Americans in the latest Quinnipiac poll said he didn't deserve the prize. And as a matter of fact, he agrees with them. When he was given the prize in October, he said he didn't deserve this award, or he hadn't earned this award. And the optics of this are also very awkward. You know, he's going to be feted at this white tie dinner tonight. There's going to be a torchlight parade. He's going to be surrounded by European elite in white tie and tails at a time when Americans are losing jobs and their homes. And I am sure that he's going to discuss exactly that in his speech tonight.
Well, so we're talking really about
or his speech today, actually.
Today, really.
It's tonight in Norway, but it's today for us, right?
There's the big party tonight, but the speech comes much earlier in the day. And in fact, we'll be hearing about that later in this program. So we're talking about quite a burden. Honor to bestowed more in hope and expectation, recognition, not so much of his achievements. Just enormous pressure. I mean, has he said anything, and besides when he first got the speech, has he said anything to indicate the sorts of things he will say?
Yes, I think that he's going to repeat the sentiment that he expressed when he was awarded the prize, that he's humbled, he doesn't think he's earned it. It was an award for the aspirations of his presidency. It was an award for American values, American leadership, and America's intent to reengage in the world. I think he's also going to talk about the war in Afghanistan. He is very good at finding intellectual common ground and kind of squaring circles, so I expect he's going to make a reasoned, logical argument about why sometimes the pursuit of peace involves taking up arms.
And, okay, you've just mentioned that 60-some percent of Americans don't think he deserved the prize in a recent poll, and there are the cartoons, the political cartoons, the late-night jokes. But of those others who seem to think that it's okay, I mean, are there Americans out there who are actually, you know, proud of this moment?
Well, of course there are. And I don't think the president is going to dismiss this prize or reject it. I think he's going to try to use this opportunity. This is an opportunity. He's standing on the world stage. This is a very prestigious prize, although he says he doesn't belong in the company of people like Nelson Mandela or Martin Luther King. This is an opportunity for him to reaffirm American values and to talk about what he hopes to do and, the aspirations of his foreign policy and his policies at home. And I think he'll take that opportunity.
And we'll find out for sure a little later in the program. NPR national political correspondent Mara Liasson, thanks very much.
Thank you.